College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I formation, the sausage, been a Chief for 7 years. Handoff, Damian Williams trying to get to the edge, breaks a tackle, 35, 30, Damian Williams, 20, stays in bounds, 15, 10, 5, touchdown! Kansas City, Damian Williams runs to immortality and will be remembered forever in the Chiefs' kingdom. A 38-yard touchdown run, and the Chiefs lead 30-20.
That's right. The sweet sexual sounds of the voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holthus. Props to Nathan for having all those ready and geared up and ready to go. Guys, I don't know if you know this or not. We're under an hour until we wrap up our time.
I can't believe it's 9 o'clock already on Friday. Like, it's funny because the week does start out a little bit slow, and then all of a sudden you wake up and you realize it's over. The week is done, and we are here at the finish line for us anyway on Radio Row. But now the weekend just begins because now it's all about the pacing back and forth and pacing yourself and trying to get to the game 5:30 on Sunday night. Let's go. Get here sooner.
So this was audio of a Philadelphia radio host calling Kansas City local bars and literally just trying to troll them, and the responses are great. Nathan, roll that beautiful footage.
Casey, who else is JR?
My name is Buster with Q102 live in Philadelphia. You're on the air. I just wanted to call and say go Birds.
Go Chiefs, baby.
Let's go Eagles. You guys are getting washed next week.
Really? That sounds kinky. What else you got in mind?
Dude, you guys are weird in Kansas City, man. Damn.
Okay. Go Birds?
Yeah, go Eagles.
Okay, well, thank you. We will say go Chiefs.
You're live on the air. I just wanted to call and say go Birds.
I'm live on the air in Philadelphia?
Yeah, go Birds.
Hey, guys. Good luck.
Say it with me now. E-A-G-L-E-S. Eagles.
At least you can spell it.
Eagles.
C-H-I-E.
Go Birds.
Nope, it's going to be go Chiefs.
No.
Chiefs are going to wipe them up.
You know what? I respect that, but it's going to be Chiefs kingdom over here.
Bro, we're going to stomp you guys next week.
I love your optimism, but it's absolutely unfounded. You're going to get absolutely demolished by the Chiefs. It might be close. I mean, Saquon's a monster, but those Chiefs are unstoppable.
Go Chiefs! Patrick Mahomes is a dork.
Yeah, but Jalen Hurts is he ain't no good.
Yo, Jalen Hurts is
fake.
The man. Jalen Hurts
is a fake. Jalen Hurts is a fake.
This is the Quaff Sports Bar in Kansas City.
It is.
Hey, great. My name is Buster with Q102 in Philadelphia. You're live on the air. I just wanted to call and say go Birds.
Go Birds. Fly away. Your bird's feathers are going down.
Dude, we're going to stomp you guys next week. It's going to be unprecedented.
You got a better chance of seeing God.
Patrick Mahomes is going to cry. Taylor Swift is going to leave in tears. She's going to end up taking off her Kansas City gear and revealing she's an Eagles fan. And all the people in your bar are going to go home sad. They're going to leave your little bar sad.
That's just like you Philly people talking shit behind the back. Can't face the man face to face. Talk your shit over the air.
Go Birds!
The Eagles. Fuck the Eagles.
Oh, it's great.
That is outstanding. Well done. Well done by that radio station. Well done by our bar owners and
everybody.
That was great. My face hurts from laughing.
Oh, is that the first time you listened to it wrong?
Yeah.
Okay. I was going to say, like, I remember
really
sending it to you.
It's
great. We are now joined by Greg Olson. You know him from Fox. He's the color analyst there who got nipped for Tom Brady. He's better than Tom Brady's announcer, but that's okay. He is our guest now. All our guests are brought to you by Bud Light, the official beer sponsor of your Kansas City Chiefs. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Drink responsibly. Once again, we are now joined by Greg Olsen. And, Greg, I got to ask, man, you know, I don't know what I'm going to ask you.
Greg, what do you think of Travis Kelce?
Yeah, he's pretty remarkable, and he's a guy that I've gotten to know really well. We're good friends. We see him and him and I, alongside George Kittle, we do our tight end university together every summer, and so I've just gotten to really just get to know him personally, but also just get an idea of how his brain works and listen to his presentations in the classroom and on the field, and the way he kind of teaches these young guys when we get them all in a room or out on the field in Nashville every summer. It's not a mystery to why he's been able to be so successful, so productive for so long. And we can go round and round about, his route running and his understanding. I think the greatest compliment that I could pay him is, in today's world, to be able to play at this level for this long, but be out there every single week. I don't think people realize just how hard that is, right? Yeah. It'd be easy for him to, he gets banged up, all right, I'm going to sit this one out. He doesn't miss games. He's in there. He's productive. His regular season success, his postseason success, obviously the Super Bowls. Like, I think when it's all said and done, and I get asked this question a lot, I never would have thought in a million years that anyone would ever pass Tony Gonzalez. And then Gronk entered the picture and might not have done it over the pure length of time of Tony Gonzalez, or now, with Travis, but it doesn't look like Travis has any plans on hanging him up here anytime soon. And I think when it's all said and done, whether he's there now, he's pretty damn close. I think he's going to go down as the best guy to ever play the position. And it's hard to even believe that we'd even had that conversation years ago. I never imagined that anyone would ever be able to pass Tony.
I just get the goosebumps thinking about all that, because it's not just Travis. I mean, we have an opportunity on Sunday to witness maybe the greatest quarterback ever, the greatest tight end ever, and maybe the greatest head coach ever, all on the same team. I mean, that's pretty amazing when you think about it.
Yeah, and it's not a coincidence that success follows, right? I mean, you look at the formula they had in New England for so long. It's a similar, again, different style of players, different style of team, different. All of that is obviously a little bit different. Similar idea, and the two things that you need to win consistently in the NFL, if you are great at head coach and you are great at quarterback, yes, you want to be great at tight end and offensive line and defensive tackle and secondary, and all those people are extremely valuable, but no more so than the quarterback head coach relationship,
right?
And the consistency that they've had, the continuity and that relationship between Mahomes and Andy Reid, that's the magic of all of this. And again, you could say, we can get into a million other topics, but it starts and ends with that.
And
that's what every team in the league is searching for. It's not easy to find. And once you find it, that's the magic of it all.
Yeah, that's what I tell people all the time. You're starting to pick games and look at who's going to win games. It starts with the head coach and quarterback. And to me, in my opinion, and yeah, I'm biased, but I don't give a rip, I don't know that there's ever been a better head coach quarterback combination from an offensive standpoint than we're watching right now with Mahomes and Reed.
Yeah, I mean, from an offensive standpoint, that would be an interesting conversation. I still think right now with Brady and Belichick, to win as he won seven with them or six with them or whatever it was.
Right.
That's pretty. I mean, now again, they're going to have four. So I mean, they're getting up there. So if they win,
yeah.
So again, we're in that conversation. Offensively, it's probably an interesting conversation, right? You go back to like the Bill Walsh Montana relationship, and throughout the course of time, there's been some pretty good ones. Offensive coach, obviously in quarterback relationships. So, but yeah, they're certainly in that conversation, and it just feels like they might not be done. And again, whether they win or lose on Sunday, who knows, but it doesn't feel like this is even the end. It doesn't feel like, okay, this is the chance to get that one more Lombardi for Andy Reid or for Mahomes or for – it feels like, yeah, I mean, do they want to win? Of course. But if they don't, like, I don't think that means that they still don't have a couple more in their future just because of the age and the future of the roster, and they're young on defense and and it's pretty – crazy to think about.
When you think about crazy stuff, you were in the league for a long time, you know how this works. Is it super impressive that they just keep continuing to fold over? Because 2 years ago in this game, only seven players remain currently on the Chiefs roster from that game against Philadelphia, two of which are the long snapper and the field goal kicker. Impressive that they keep doing this. I know with three-peats, obviously, you can do that, but like how long they keep being dominant and number one in this league that is full of turnover.
Yeah, and I think they've really done a great job managing that turnover. And when you look at the Super Bowl run 2 years ago when they beat Philly, that year the question around them was, could Mahomes and Andy Reid keep everything afloat with this huge influx of young defensive players? They went heavy defense. They were young, secondary. I think one point in the season when we called their game after Thanksgiving, I think they were starting like three rookie defensive backs at the time. So it was just – it was young. Obviously, Chris Jones is the staple. But and the question was, can they stay good enough on offense to allow this young defense and Spags to kind of find their way? And then last year, it kind of flipped. Last year, that young defense now was in – The second year of development, and the offense took a little time to find their rhythm and who are the weapons other than Kelce, and they can't score a lot of points, and what's happened to Mahomes and all that, and they win another Super Bowl. This year feels like a little bit more of a bounce. It doesn't feel like it's an offensive heavy driven team at all, but it doesn't feel like it's just the defense like maybe it was, you know, at times last year. So this feels like a little bit more of the balance they've been trying to work towards. But again, how do you weather that complete young defensive overhaul from 2 years ago? Because you have your quarterback and your head coach,
right?
You have a little bit more margin for error for those young guys to figure it out, and then once they figure it out to go along with what you already have, that's the magic of it all.
Yeah, and we're talking with Greg Olson of Fox, and love you on TV, by the way, man. I think you're the best out there when it comes to an analyst role, and I'm not just saying that because you're sitting here, but I think you are fantastic. So everything you say, I'm, like, hanging on every word because it matters to me. But you look at Patrick Mahomes, too, and the way that he's been able to evolve as a quarterback and win different ways as well, right? You had the 50 and 5,000, then you have him handing it off, then you have him dumping it off. Like, that dude's evolved every year and won different ways every year, too. That's impressive.
Well, it's really the only way to survive and have long-term success in the NFL. There's no just one way to play. And every single team, every single year, the head coach, the front office, the quarterback, all the valuable pieces, it's their job to say, okay, what is the best formula for us to win this week, this season, this Super Bowl, whatever that the level is. And it could look very different from year in and year out. Just because you had a lot of success last year playing one style of play, doesn't that mean the next year is going to look the same, feel the same, sound the same? You might have the exact same players trying to do the exact same thing and get very different results. The ability to adapt, the ability to reinvent yourself on a week-to-week, year-to-year basis is the magic of it all. And again, you touched on it perfectly. The Tyreek days where they're throwing the ball over your head and it's just explosive chunk play after chunk play and they're just fireworks looks very different than it does with all the quick game and getting the ball out of Mahomes' hand and getting a lot of run after catch. And it's not deep downfield shots. It's not throwing hail. It looks different. But again, it's the ability to have multiple paths to victory. And if the game is close, they've proven to be the best gotta-have-it moments, offense and defense, of any team in the league, and that's how you win 17 in a row in one score.
So let's talk about this game that will be played on Sunday in New Orleans. How do you see this one kind of going? What's your – I don't necessarily need a score prediction, but what's the flow of Greg Olson when it comes to this game?
Yeah, you know, again, I haven't studied it as deep as I would have if obviously, you know, I was part of the broadcast and, like, really trying to frame, okay, how do I present this to the audience clearly, fairly for both teams to kind of set the table? I think looking at it just high level of just knowing the teams, covering them throughout the years, and I hate to say this with you guys sitting here, I think if you just went position by position, just forget any intangibles, forget anything else, just went position by position, I think you can make an argument that Philadelphia has the better overall roster.
Yeah.
Right? I think offensively, defensively, offensive line, skill players, the defense is arguably number one, if not two, in the league. So, like, you go position by position. Now, that doesn't mean Kansas City's not littered with great players. They are. I think Kansas City's special sauce, like, the magic that makes them so unique, is even though they don't have to win more plays than they lose, right? So in a normal matchup, it's very simple. If I win more plays than you, more times than not, I'm just going to win the game, right? My pluses are more than my minuses. But what's special about Kansas City is certain plays within the confines of a game are weighted differently. Not every play has the same impact weight that the others do. They win all of those. They win down in the low red zone. It's third and four from the four. They come away with a touchdown because they got the right play or the right two-play sequence. They come away with seven instead of three. They got to have a big stop at the end of the game. They got the right dialed-up pressure. The ball's on fringe red zone. It's third and medium. Not only do they need to force fourth down, but they need a sack. Spags, he stresses your protection. He gives you a look. He's been waiting all day to run, and he gets a sack, loss. Now you got a punt. It went from three, maybe seven, to zero. They win those critical moments, which allows them to maybe not win every play, but they win the ones that matter when they matter most. And that's how you win one-score games 17 times in a row. It sounds like it's luck, and it's the officials, and it's all these different reasons. It's because they're really good, and they're really good when it matters the most, and that's what separates them from a lot of the other teams, and that's how you beat teams that maybe in a best of seven, they might not win. They might not win a best of five series, but it's the NFL. You only got to win once,
yep.
And that's why they've proven to be such a tough beat.
I know you're tired. I know you've done a lot of these, but can you please go share that with every single radio station in this building of what you did? Because I just said today, I said, I'm so tired of talking about the Chiefs to people who aren't Chiefs fans because they just don't understand. It's the ref stuff, all this nonsensical stuff. It really is disrespectful to Andy Reid and his staff.
Yeah, and listen, I'm sure some of your fans probably don't like that 2 years ago in the Super Bowl. I thought the Bradberry hold was a little ticky-tack. And again, if the roles
All right,
were
done here.
No. And if the roles were reversed and it was whoever, I would have said the same thing. Like I mean this with all sincerity. Like I thought in that moment, do I think that they called that because it was Patrick Mahomes at quarterback and the Kansas City Chiefs with the ball? I don't. I think it had zero to do with the call. They saw the grab, they thought he restricted. We can debate whether or not it led to the incomplete or not. And they got a fresh set of downs, and they end up rolling it out, kick the field goal, and there's not enough time left. In the booth, in that moment, the football fans of the world, I think we're rooting for them to kick that field goal on fourth down, give the ball back to Jalen Hurts, and go down there and see if we can have history. Do they win? Do they kick a field goal? Do we go to overtime? That's a little of the mindset at the moment. But I could not agree with you more. There is no conspiracy for the Chiefs to win. They are not colluding as officials to give them all the calls. You know why they don't commit as many penalties? Because they're really well coached. You know why in the playoffs their holding calls are down or their pre-snap penalties? They don't commit pre-snap. They don't commit post-snap, meaning like after the whistle, late hits. And they don't do the self-inflicted. That's the sign of really well-coached teams, really mature teams, experienced teams that are used to playing at these high-level moments, that the moments don't overwhelm them and you don't see guys' heads fall off. That's not by accident. That's not the NFL. That's just good players and good teams don't do that stuff in critical moments. That's Kansas City.
And that was Greg Olsen, who joins us, who is the color commentator on Fox, who's now on their second team because Tom Brady took his job, and I hate that because I think he's really good at what he does.
He's so good at what he does.
And all our guests are brought to you by Academy Sports and Outdoors. Kansas City is gearing up for their third straight title, and Academy Sports and Outdoors has everything you need to rep your team during their historic run. Speaking of their team, that team, the Chiefs team, the guy that reports on that team, Matt McMullen, joins us on the other side here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Jalen Hurts, he ain't no good.
Hurts takes the snap. The Chiefs only rushing two on a delay. Clock is going to be out of time, and the pass is going to be underthrown. It's incomplete. It's incomplete. Everyone who claims the Chiefs kingdom will raise a banner above the National Football League again for the second time in four seasons. The Lombardi Trophy has a red and gold reflection, a big red reflection. The Chiefs are champions of Super Bowl 57.
All right, that was the voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holthus, as you've heard, as Nathan has played those all throughout the show today, getting you fired up for Red Friday. Don't forget, you have Cody and Gold from 10 to 2, Carrington Harrison from 2 to 6 to give you all the Chiefs content you want here on 96.5 The Fan. I am going to F this up probably three times because now we're with Matt McMullen and I can't even say it. See, I told you. That's the bit. No, Mighty Mouse, man. Everybody's out. How are you guys today?
I'm doing good.
Your nickname, your real name.
There it is. Matt McMullen and Mark McMillan.
Say that three times fast.
That was good.
Matt McMullen, Mark McMillan.
So,
hey, not bad.
So I'm C-M-U-L-L-E-N. How do you spell yours?
I'm I-A-N.
I-A-N. Yeah. Okay, there you go.
But Kansas City people know me as Mighty Mouse.
That's right.
Yeah, Mighty Mouse. I told the guys, I said, Mark McMillan reached out, and I said, Mighty Mouse. They're like, oh, Mighty Mouse. That's like one of the coolest nicknames of all time, isn't it?
It's pretty cool, man. It kind of just took off in Kansas City. And, you know, you see kids coming to the stadium dressed as Mighty Mouse. And, you know, Andre Rison was Spider-Man back then.
Yeah.
So it was like a whole cartoon character. So it just took off, man. So it's pretty cool. And still to be, thought of back in Kansas City because so many great players came through that organization. But we had a special group of guys that we just couldn't get over that hump. But the fans really appreciate that 97 team. You know, we had a shot.
And this is the Roundtable in Radio Row or at Radio Row. It is brought to you by Kansas Lottery. Dream bigger. Matt McMullen, Mark McMillan, Mighty Mouse.
There you go.
There we go.
All the alliteration.
And then Mighty Mouse on top of it, too. All the M's.
Get me ready, baby. Matt, I'll go through a damn wall, Mighty Mouse. Damn.
You've been
Call
here
me the
all
trouser
week.
Mouse.
Matt McMullen, all week you've been here, man. Like, what's the sense that you're getting from just kind of being around all this? I feel like you and I are on the same page. Like, just get me to Sunday. Let's play this thing, right?
Yeah, I think we're all ready. I think the team is ready. Really, what's interesting is, of course, the guys are at practice all week, but the game plan was put in back in Kansas City. I mean, last week they were preparing as if the game was last Sunday. So this week's all about just kind of fine-tuning things, refining everything, and polishing the game plan. But I think there's a sense of readiness and of preparation and feeling ready for this moment. And that's all you can ask for. And the team is healthy, which is the best thing. I think it's the healthiest we've been all season long. And I'm with you. Let's just get to Sunday at this point.
Yeah, and for you, Mighty Mouse, like, you played for the Eagles. You played for the Chiefs. Like I'm surprised you're even here. Like, I'm just going to stay home. I'm not watching this thing. I can't decide what to do.
Well, I'm actually not going to the game. I'm leaving out Sunday morning, going back to Phoenix, Arizona. So this is a matchup that happened a couple years ago in Glendale, and the Chiefs came out on top. And here we are again, same matchup, same head coaches, same quarterbacks. So pretty much a lot of the same players that's on these teams, and it's going to be a great matchup, and hopefully we get an exciting game this time. There'll be no grass issues. Yeah. It's indoors, no weather. So, two evenly matched teams, in my opinion.
And so tell people why you're here, because I think what you're doing may be the coolest thing ever.
Yeah, a lot of people are like, what are you going to – are you going to the game? I was like, no, I am cooking at the taste of the NFL. There's like, the taste of the NFL? Like, the taste of the NFL? I was like, yeah. So, happened last year. I was signing autographs, and then, the Food Network stars, George Zimmer and some of the other guys reached out. It was like, why are you signing autographs? I was like, well, they got me here for appearance. They said, you should be with us cooking. It's like, you were on the show with Gordon and all that. And I was like, yeah. So they gave me a call and said, hey, we would like you to come down to New Orleans this year and cook for the Taste of the NFL. So, man, I am so excited. Partnered up with a master chef. His name is Daryl Shuler. He's the first African-American master chef in the world.
Oh, wow.
He's one of 70 in the whole world to be named a master chef. So we came up with a great collaboration. We're doing a barbecue brisket beignet.
Oh,
oh my God.
Say less.
Like, is that going to have barbecue sauce on it or powdered sugar?
All that. Yes. I got my own. Yeah, obviously, I got my own barbecue spice line and spices. So we use my spices on the brisket, and then we, kind of made a good little mixture with the barbecue sauce. So we'll put a little powdered sugar on it. Maybe if you want extra sauce, we have a squeeze bottle. Put a little extra sauce on it.
If it's not enough for you.
If it's not enough for you, there you go. So, just a little twist off of New Orleans.
Yeah.
And, when everybody's submitting their recipes and everything, and I was like gumbo. Etouffee.
Mm-hmm.
So me and we was like, how can we? I'm trying to go all out. I'm trying to be like the station where people be like, man, you got to go over there to Mark Station because they got something over there we ain't never heard of because nobody's never heard of it.
Yeah. And Matt, what are you cooking for the game? I'm kidding.
I've been on a
good luck.
I've been on a steady diet of Uncrustables in my room.
No, you fit right in with the cheese, man.
Chips, Cheez-Its. Although I had a great bouillabaisse the other day.
Oh,
that was amazing.
Nice,
and I had a seafood au gratin when I first got here.
Seafood au gratin,
like cheesy potatoes with shrimp and crab and stuff.
Oh, that's not good. Mighty Mouse is like, hang on. So, screw these guys.
Back up.
Seafood au gratin.
I've had my fair share, I'd say.
That's great.
I get excited when people start talking about food, man. I love talking about football. I love, covering football. But when it comes to food now, man, as we've been going back and forth for a couple of years.
You're
like, man, you got to get your stuff in stores.
Right.
And now it's online. It's in, four Ace Hardware stores in Arizona, four Ace Hardware stores in Las Vegas. Restaurants use my stuff. So it's going pretty good, man. I'm excited. And the label is red, so everybody's like, is that Chiefs? I was like, no, it's Alabama. I don't want people in Philly be like, we're not buying it because it's Chief Red. No, it's Alabama.
High Tide. I don't know if you've seen that commercial.
That commercial
is so funny. I think it's Roll Tide. High Tide. Let's talk about this game. Matt and Mark. Mark McMillan. Mike McMillan. I don't know what the hell's going on. I'm kidding. Matt,
you got to stop trying.
And Mark McMillan. Let's go with both of you. What is something that you're going to be dialed in that maybe not other people are dialed in on this game?
For me, special teams.
Okay.
And you look at the Chiefs, the way they've been winning games lately. It's been defense and then special teams. Field goals, blocked punts, blocked field goals, missed field goals. Philly has just been on a run lately that they've been missing field goals. You know, Akers has been missing a lot of field goals, so it's going to be real critical for special teams to step up in this game. Everybody's going to be so focused on the two quarterbacks and the dynamic playmakers, but field position is important, man. If you've seen, especially in the playoff, you see how important field position is. They left a little bit too much time on the clock for Kansas City last time,
yep.
And they go downfield and get points out of it. So it's going to be really important. Special teams is going to be big for this game.
I think I take it a step further as well into the turnover battle because Philly is plus 10 in the giveaway takeaway during the postseason.
That's nuts.
They don't have a single turnover, and they've forced 10 turnovers, and two of those on special teams on kickoffs in the Green Bay game and in the Washington game. And those are just backbreakers.
Yeah.
Philadelphia this year had like 104 takeaway points, third most in the NFL, and they had 27 drives that began in opponent territory, second most to only Buffalo.
Yeah.
So Philly's really good, and we know they can control the game and run the ball with Saquon. You can't give them the ball at your own 35-yard line. And we've seen that throughout this postseason, especially in the Washington game.
Yep.
You know how many points they scored off turnovers in that game alone?
40?
28. Close. Yeah. 28 points off turnovers. And through the postseason, 40% of their points overall have been off of takeaways. Don't turn the ball over.
Yeah.
Good news for the Chiefs is they've been excellent at avoiding turnovers during this postseason run.
Yeah, Mark, you know, from a former player's perspective, when you get a turnover, what's that feeling like? How does that sway the game?
It's a big game changer, especially on the defensive end of the ball. It energizes the whole team. It energizes the stadium. Energizes the offensive guys because they get another opportunity to go out there. And you imagine, like, when the Chiefs get a turnover, Pat is like, oh, you give me the ball again?
Yeah.
Like, it's like, you know, and these guys feed off of that because they know if you give 15 the ball back, he's going to make something happen. And it's almost like when we were playing against the Broncos back in the day when they had Elway. We knew if we turned the ball against Denver, eventually you don't want to think that as a player, but number 7 was going to make something happen. So you just got to, like, say, you can't turn the ball over. Both of these teams are good at taking away the ball. I know Chandler Jones is going to be a big key for this game as well. He's a one-man wrecking crew. And the Eagles have a little bit of trouble at the offensive line position, you know, a little hobbling. So we'll see how that matchup works in the up front. But like I said, these are so evenly matched teams. It's going to be pretty interesting to see. But Andy Reid, he's been there, done that. He calls the right plays at the right time, plays that you're like, oh, my God, where did they come with that from?
Right, yeah.
You know, and they like the one in Glendale, how they picked up that play where the Eagles were playing, man coverage, but they wasn't traveling with the guys. And he's like, he saw that same coverage in, like, week 5. And they went back to week 5, and that they scored twice on that same play. They just flipped the formation. But people are like, oh, my gosh, like, no, he did his homework on different situations, time, and he just calls the plays at the right time. So, Big Red, man, he's unbelievable.
So, I do think there is a story that's not getting a lot of credit, which is the story of their receivers versus these corners. And I'm glad that you're with us today, as it is Matt McMullen and Mark McMillan.
How you doing?
But you look at a guy like Trent McDuffie, who's going to either get A.J. Brown or Devonta Smith, pick your poison, whoever you want him to take away. I would assume most likely it'll be A.J. Brown more often than not because he's their wide receiver one. But their receivers are good. But maybe there's a little disrespect to Trent McDuffie and maybe like a Jaden Watson or not Jaden Watson, but the other corner.
Jaylen Watson. You were close.
Yeah. So there's a little bit of disrespect there because when Watson came back, it was like, holy cow, this guy's back on this team for this run. That's huge.
Yeah.
And then now it's completely forgot about. It's like, well, A.J. Brown, Devonta Smith. Well, Trent McDuffie, guys, probably the top two corner in the league.
This is going to be a great matchup. Like I said, on both sides of the ball, they really match up well. I would say the Chiefs will probably have a little bit of advantage because Slay, like I like Slay, but he gives up a lot of big plays. So, you know, we'll see how that fares off. Chiefs have so much speed. They got a world-class track team at their wide receiver position. But McDuffie is one of the best corners in the game, man. I like this kid. I've been following him since college days back at UW. I'm a huge fan of his. He's physical. He gets after it. He makes plays. So it's going to be a great matchup. If he's on A.J. Brown, it'd be great. Obviously, the slot position with Devontae Smith, that's going to be like, I don't know who they're going to put in the slot. because he's a problem in that slot. And, you know, so Dallas Garland been playing really good, a tight end position for the Eagles. So, man, it's going to be a great battle. You know, the Eagles got two rookies in the secondary, you know, young Mitchell. So he's actually he's playing really well. Like, this kid from
too.
Yeah, I'm just saying, from Toledo, you know, you're thinking.
Yeah, I mean, there's a reason these teams combined are 29-5.
Yeah, so it'll be a great matchup. Like I said, as a defensive back, you gotta want this kind of matchup. And I'm sure McDuffie, he's guarded the best receivers the last couple of years. So
I believe it.
He wants that matchup. And as A.J. Brown, you want to go against their number one to see how good you are. So it's a game of, you know, hopefully the referees will let these guys play physical. Because these are two physical teams, and hopefully they won't be calling these phantom flags. And just let these guys play ball and get after it, man. It's a physical game.
Well, and I'm excited to watch Jalen Watson in this game. So Jalen was great a couple weeks ago against Buffalo.
Yeah.
He allowed two catches for 9 yards on three targets and 30 coverage snaps.
Perfect.
Yeah, and I think it's still pretty good.
Yeah.
But all those videos he was putting out.
Thanks, Matt.
You're welcome. All those videos he was putting out with him training and showing, like, hey, I'm going to come back. Because I think everyone kind of wrote off the fact, like, hey, I don't think Jalen Watson's coming back. And he was consistently saying, yes, I am. And now he's in this moment in the Super Bowl, an opportunity to go win the Super Bowl again. I'm fired up for him because we all know how good Trent McDuffie is. The league knows how good Trent McDuffie is. But this is a great chance for Jalen Watson to go out there and say, I'm here too, and we'll see if he makes a couple plays.
You know, you bring him up too. You bring up these injured guys there and saying that they can't come back. It's almost like what they're saying about the Chiefs defense. They can't stop Saquon Barkley. I think that means they will stop Saquon Barkley.
Anybody, Spags, you can't put anything. You give Spags 2 weeks. You know, he's just that kind of guy that's going to dial up some blitzes. He's going to put these guys on the island, and they're going to be challenged. So they're going to be forced to make some plays. And you look at Brandon Graham for the Eagles. The guy tore his tricep, you know, during the season. Now he's going to be playing in the Super Bowl. It is unbelievable for these doctors and for these players to bounce back like that. But the good thing, like you said, everybody's healthy. So you're going to get everybody's best. There's going to be no excuses. It's going to be number one, number 15. Let these guys just battle it out on the field. And, you know, two competitive quarterbacks. You know, I'm sure Jalen's getting a little salty because, you know, 15's got a couple. He won the last one on their head-to-head matchup. But, you know, Chief Kingdom is – they're turning into, like, the underdog. People are pissed off. That, like, all of a sudden, people like the Eagles. And people never like the Eagles. Now, all of a sudden, everybody's like, oh, the Chiefs, they win too much. Like, well, you got to stop them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
You got to stop. I'm not going to be mad at the team because they're winning.
Well, I just love what Travis Kelce said at opening night. He's like, people hate the Chiefs?
I didn't know that.
I love it.
Like, I mean, for all of us that have been around in Kansas City, and you know this too, Mark, that for the Chiefs to be this team and everyone's like, God, they win too much. It's like, man, what a time to be alive. You know, it's too cool.
I wish I was on the other end of that. Like, hey. It's like when the Patriots win. Everybody hated the Patriots, right? It's like, you got to go beat them.
That's
you know,
right.
you got to dethrone them. And right now, until somebody knocks the Chiefs off, they run the league, man.
Yeah, they do. And it's not just locally. We were talking to Mark Donovan last hour, and he was talking about the growth internationally of the Chiefs brand big it is internationally. I mean, this is not just America's team, as Mark called it. It's the world's team right now.
And like I said, and they're buying into it. You know, you got whether it's Taylor Swift, you know, in the booth or Kelly Clarkson. Now she's in the booth now. But like I said, you know, they warrant everything that they get. They earned it.
Yeah.
You know, no one gave this team or this organization anything. And you guys been around Kansas City sports longer than I have. We had some tough breaks. We couldn't get over that hump. And all of a sudden, they got a guy that can get them over the hump and take them to heights that no one thought they can go to. And now everybody's like, they don't like the Chiefs. Like, why? If you go to Kansas City, the food is great.
That's right. They tailgate really good.
Like, it's a good atmosphere. Like, it's a good town. So, like I said, if they win this one, get a three-peat. I think Pat Riley gets a nice little endorsement because he –
$180 million, I heard he's going to make.
So, you know, he's pulling for number 15.
30 seconds. Matt McMullen, what's this game going to be like on Sunday?
I think it's going to be electric. I think it's an incredible opportunity, and it's something that hopefully we never forget. Again, just growing up a Chiefs fan, and you guys know being in Kansas City, we have a chance to watch our team make history, something that's never happened before in the history of the National Football League. That's pretty cool. Let's go win it.
Mark McMillan, 30 seconds. What's going on Sunday?
It's going to be a great atmosphere. Like I said, I know what I'll be doing. I'll be smoking some ribs. I'll be grilling some wings, and I'll just be nervous in front of the TV.
Send me your address.
And I get to Arizona in March, I'm coming to your house.
Oh, man. Come on, man. I'll cook a nice little spread. But like I said, it'll be a great battle. I'm excited for the team to get after it, but I'm more excited to be cooking at the taste of the NFL. Yeah, that's excited about.
There we go, man. Yeah. Love that for you. Matt McMillan, Mark McMillan, thanks for joining the show, guys.
Appreciate
that is the roundtable. We appreciate it. Let's go have a game on Sunday, and that roundtable is brought to you by Kansas Lottery. Dream bigger. We got a surprise guest for you coming up on the other side. I don't want to tell you who it is, but you know him very well. We'll have that for you on the other side of 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City Sports.
McKinnon is in at running back. First down and goal to go. Play action fake. Right side throw. Touchdown. Kansas City. McCole Hardman with the catch on the right side. A 3-yard touchdown pass in overtime. Kansas City wins the game. 25-22.
There we go. The last highlight, at least leading into a show for us here at Radio Row. This is the final segment, so I'll break it to you. Max running around. We're supposed to be joined by John Gruden.
Right.
Let me tell you something, man. Supposed to join the show with us. I don't know where Max is at. He's stressed the F out. He's been doing a great job this entire week. It goes undersaid. And not enough mentions, but Mac's been fantastic this week.
Yeah, he don't need to be stressing out over this. If John Gruden doesn't talk to us, it's his
loss. Well, it's probably also my fault because I go, well, we've got 5 minutes because it's 9:50. Cody and Gold come up. They're kicking us off. They got to get their show going. They got to give their takes. Cody's got to sing. Gold's got to bet. Drew's got to cry about Burrow not winning the MVP with the comeback player of the year. So we got to get everybody else their opportunities. But, yeah, we were going to be joined, may still be joined by John Gruden. Z-Right, ex-Tarantula, Banana. You know, tarantulas, they live in bananas, Bob.
They do. We've seen some of those down here, no question.
Yeah.
Open some of those bananas.
You're like, whoa.
The hell's going on inside that thing?
What's that furry little guy? So maybe we'll get there with that. But this is you know, our opportunity here to let everything know that, you know, this is why we do this job. This is why you watch these sports. This is why you get involved. This is why you get invested. This is why when you raise your children, you say, hey, little man or little girl, here's what I did when I was your, you know, a grown up. I watched this team. I'm watching a three-peat. I know multiple people who have literally just bought a ticket to this game. No hotel, nothing, driving. They left yesterday. They're coming down just to be here, let alone go to the game, watch it, where they sleep. They don't know. They said they will improvise and work with it as they go on. And this is one of those special moments. This is a three-peat. This is in the same realm what is going to happen with excitement, nerves, and everything else that everybody that went to a Giants game in the early 2000s when Bonds was sitting at 72 or whatever the record that he did to break it. Mark hit 70. He had 70 home runs. Everybody was waiting to see if he could get to that record-breaking day. And when you were there and you saw it, it was euphoric. It was different. If the Chiefs do, in fact, go to this game and win this game, they will do something that no one else has ever done in the sport that runs the world, that is the NFL, and you will then crown yourself as, quite honestly, the greatest dynasty to ever do it, and you're the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yeah, last week, I guess it was 2 weeks ago now, I said that the Buffalo Bills game was the most significant, biggest game that we'd ever seen at Arrowhead Stadium. The magnitude of that game was as big as we could ever get. This one is the biggest game that the Kansas City Chiefs have ever played in the history of their franchise. There's never been a game bigger. There's never been a moment bigger. There's never been a bigger time for our city and a bigger time to be a Chiefs fan. And yeah, I'm starting to choke up a little bit because I know how important this is to so many people back in Kansas City that can't wait to see this team raise that banner. And this is going to be the sweetest championship that we've ever had. And it's the biggest game on the biggest stage with the greatest quarterback and the greatest head coach that we ever did see. These two guys are magical together. They've delivered on everything throughout their entire time together. In 7 years, they brought us the most magic, the most fun, the most joy that we've ever had as sports fans. And they're going to continue that, and they're going to keep it going. And so I want you to enjoy this moment because it's not going to happen ever again, most likely in our lifetimes, where we see a team win three straight Super Bowls, go to three straight Super Bowls. This is the moment we've all been waiting for. This is the moment that Patrick Mahomes has been waiting for almost an entire year. This is the moment that Andy Reid has been waiting for. This is the moment that the Kansas City Chiefs separate themselves from everybody else that's ever been involved in the National Football League. Let's go do this on Sunday.
Really excited, man. I mean, I get it. Like, this week is such, and this is my first time at Radio Row or covering a Super Bowl, and a lot of what you said was true. Like, you're going to get down here. It's going to feel like a whirlwind. There's going to be a lot of people. There's going to be a lot of stuff. And then, oh, by the way, there's a gigantic game that gets played on Sunday. Again, in this stadium, you will have Tom Brady, Patrick Mahomes, the Kansas City Chiefs, a Super Bowl game, Taylor Swift, Bradley Cooper, the President of the United States. You will have so many celebrities and stars coming to this game to watch what this is. And it's more than this year. It's more than a Super Bowl. This is history. This is historic when it comes to the Kansas City Chiefs. You have a fan base that wants to beat you so that you don't do the fan, you don't do, you know, what history is against their team. Also parlay it, you're playing a team who gave up on this coach that can make history with another team while doing it against you. You have a fan base that is rotten and evil and mean. You have a fan base on the other side that is, you know, been heartbroken, that is all invested in this team that goes at Kansas City Chiefs. They can be mean, but they ain't Philly mean. Yeah. So this will be one of the best for the books. It'll be one of the best games I think we've ever seen. I do hope it goes the way that my script was. It probably won't because I'm always wrong. But I hope this is like a 34-19, but I can see this game being
last-second field
28-28.
Goal.
28-28. Is it Butker? Is it Elliott? I trust Butker to make that kick. I'm not so sure I trust Elliott to
make
that
kick. And I don't think anybody in Philadelphia trusts Elliott to make that kick at this point in time. But, you know, it's not only the biggest game in the history of the Kansas City Chiefs. This is the biggest Super Bowl and the most historic Super Bowl of all time as well. It is the largest game that the NFL has ever put on. It's the most significant game that the NFL has ever put on. And it's the most historic game that the NFL has ever put on. Let's be on the right side of history.
Boys, thank you for showing me a great time during this week. Let's go have fun this week in Kansas City. Thanks for listening to us. We appreciate you so much. We try to give you the best we could. I think we did a pretty damn good job. Shout out to Nathan. Shout out to Mac. Without those two guys, none of this happens.
Shout out to Carlos, our video
Carlos
guy as well.
Awesome.
Shout out to Carlos.
It was nice meeting you, Carlos.
Yes.
Hey, go do something nice for somebody. You never know. It could change their day, week, month, or year. It's simply cool. To care. Kansas City, stay safe. Stay kind. Cody, Golden, Drew from 10 to 2. Go Chiefs.
I motorboated that night, man.
I've been pounded this week. You gotta suck the head, man. You gotta suck the drive.
What's the number one thing you gotta do to stop my homes?
I don't know, I guess play football.
Yeah, I'm getting tired of seeing Kansas City up in there 3 years in a row, you know. We need another new team up in there.
E-L-G-S-Eagles!
Jalen Hurts, he ain't no good.
Pat Mahomes,